Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
Well, my name's Karen Lau. I'm known online as Amazon, and I have a couple of hats. I work for Acquia, a Drupal support company, and my title there is Drupal Community Adventure Guide. So I work a lot with the community and help people navigate its quirky and productive and sometimes chaotic channels to get things done. And then for the Drupal Association, I'm the Director of Business Development.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the Drupal Association. I know, like, what was their role with DrupalCon, and what do they have sort of coming up? What are the big projects that are going on right now for the Drupal Association?
Sure. Well, probably the thing we're best known for is keeping the Drupal.org website running, so making sure it doesn't crash, and getting proactive in terms of raising money from the community, recruiting people. In 2008, we recruited Jeremy Andrews and David Strauss, for example, to extend the infrastructure team. So there's sort of a hands-on performance experts who are helping to keep the site running and making sure we're planning for the future, as well as Gerhard and Narayan. The second thing we're known for is our Drupal cons, and so we help organize. And one of the things I do in the past is raise money for the conferences, and we've gotten to the point where we're raising enough money from the conferences that we can actually seed funds for the next one. So when a check has to be written for $30,000 or $50,000 to put down a deposit on the conference 6 months, 8 months in advance, the Drupal Association now has the funds and the capital to do that, and that makes it less stressful for the organizers and sort of gives them time to invest and get the resources they need to focus on a quality conference.
There's also a big redesign for Drupal.org.
Sure,
and when does that go live?
We don't know when it's going to go live yet. I know that so we're doing there's a bunch of things that are involved. We've had three sprints, so one in Cologne for the upgrade and redesign sprint. Then we had one in Cambridge for a week, and then we had one in Paris. And I'm organizing with some of the folks from Chapter 3 the next sprint in San Francisco. It's probably going to happen in April. And so hopefully that'll help us go live and do that. And we've started upgrading some of the other sites, association, security.drupal.org. API infrastructure, things like that as well.
So this year seems like it's the year of Drupal sprints, and I know that Acquia has also sort of helped coordinate a lot of those. Maybe you could talk a little bit about sort of the sprints that are happening and that trend towards people getting together and actually working through stuff.
Yeah, well, I think as the conferences have gotten larger and larger, the community is a very intimate community. We really like each other. We work with each other very closely. But when you get to these sizes of 1,400 people or even the Drupal camps, like Drupal Camp LA had 450 people, it's still a difficult size to do detailed interactive work. And so we've started introducing sprints. I think in 2008, we probably did something along the order of 8 different sprints. And a lot of those were organized, we were involved in organizing a lot of them, from the data API sprint to the search sprint to the usability sprint, encyclopedia of life, taxonomy sprint. And there was in OSCON in Portland, there was a media file handling sprint. The thing that's been really exciting is, we put a lot of effort to getting sprints going last year to sort of get 8 of them going. But what's really been interesting about 2009 is we've already had 3 sprints in 2009. And to a large part, I don't think we were that involved in any of them. And I think that's thrilling and exciting. And so what we're seeing is, this constant thing in the Drupal community is really the strength of an idea, the strength of a pattern, and the ability for the community to see something's working and then take it and own it on themselves. So we're seeing, Sony BMG working with Civic Actions, working with Development Seed to do a virtual internationalization sprint. We're seeing Addison Berry from Lullabot doing a documentation sprint. We're seeing Aaron Winborn from Advomatic helping to do file and media handling sprint with Daryl and things like that. So it's become part of, who we are and how we get things done is to go off and do these sprints.
And so the Drupal Association just had an election, so maybe talk about what's coming up for the Drupal Association, what's new, and what's sort of down the road on the horizon.
Well, yeah, we just had elections, and I want to say we elected 6 new permanent members. And we had some people who were on the board who didn't run again this year. We had a bunch of new board members, Tiffany Ferris from Palantir, Kerry Gordon, who's well-known in the community for his work in libraries, so it's really great to see him there. And he's organized a lot of large library conferences in the past, so he's heading up our DrupalCon efforts for 2009. Bill Fitzgerald, who's a leader in Drupal and education. He's got a Drupal and education book that just came out. He's elected as a permanent member. David Strauss, who's been helping out with a lot on the infrastructure team and performance work in the Drupal project, is now a permanent member. Probably forgot a couple of the other directors, but it was great to get a new team. I think the I got elected again to the board and changed my title to Director of Business Development from Fundraising. And just a few hours ago, we saw some of the kinds of work that are a little bit different come to fruition. So in the past, we would just raise money by people clicking on the PayPal button and donating a little bit of money to the Drupal project. And they could donate whatever they wanted, part of their bid or whatever they had at the end of the month. And then we got into a membership program where for 22 euros or 73 euros, you get an individual or an organization membership. But some of the seeds we started planting last year, I worked with the Knight Foundation, for example, to sort of help the Knight Foundation understand the Drupal project, how to interact with us, how to work. And, you know, that was with Ken Rickard introducing me and then working closely with them to be a platinum sponsor at DrupalCon Boston. And then here a year later, now we have a $500,000 investment in the Drupal project a year later, and that's been really great. I've also been working on partnerships, which I'm about to announce, with companies like OStatic, which is an open source media company that does a lot of work around promoting open source projects, open source developers. And I'm doing a partnership program with Odesk, where we're running helping Odesk, which does a lot of freelance web development work, help, you know, create a Drupal-specific group trying to build a community in Odesk. So when people go looking for web developers, they think, wow, this Drupal thing is really strong. And we're just continuing to push the boundaries of how the association, but how the project reaches out and interacts with other organizations, other businesses. So
it's certainly a lot of stuff. Is there anything that you're personally excited about for coming up in the future, down the road, and Drupal's immediate future?
Well, certainly, August 2005, I started working on the redesign. And so, you know, I didn't want to just hire a bunch of developers or just, you know, do a regular upgrade to Drupal 6. What I wanted to do was a real top-down rethinking. So to finally see that site go live, a real design, and have Mark Bolton and Lisa get really involved in the community and see that come to fruition, I think is getting close to meeting what my dreams were. So that's going to be certainly the highlight. I think the second thing was the automated testing framework that we've been working on, and that's been really exciting working with. We've gone through multiple iterations, but starting with Mosh with the unit testing, then Roxlender building an external simple test to go with Drupal 6, and then now putting simple tests inside Drupal Core and having an automated patch testing system and having that work. And then what I'm hoping is that when we do the code freeze on September 1st, 2009, all the benefits of all that work, you know, last 3 years of working on automated patch testing will come to fruition. We'll have a very stable release and the number of criticals. And what we'll hopefully see is instead of, you know, 6 months of code freeze, maybe 1 or 2 months, I'm hoping, really optimistically, but that, you know, we'll be able to nail down the criticals really fast, and we'll have a release come very shortly after code freeze. So those two things, Drupal.org and a really fast release after code release would be huge for me.
Great. Well, thank you, Karen.
Cheers. Bye.